for tape, CDs, DVDs to our publication, Voices from His Excellent Glory, Declaring the Kingdom. Write P.O. Box 21516, Hot Springs, Arkansas, zip 71903. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home. This is the 2017 Men's Conference being held at Lake Hamilton Bible Camp in Hot Springs National Park, Arkansas. Saturday evening, October the 14th, 2017. Colonel Williams is the speaker of this service teaching on October 2017.
Hello, Eric, and God bless everybody. Hello, and God bless everybody. Give Jesus a praise. Amen. I've been blessed also myself by the speakers. And I've been blessed by the friendship and the fellowship of many of you. I want to thank you for each and every one of you in Jesus Christ's name. Amen. Amen. Give honor to God, the head of all our lives, to His Son, Jesus Christ. Yeshua HaMashiach, yes. And His precious Holy Spirit. Amen. We thank God for the leadership of His house, Merrill, and in cabin, staff, fivefold ministry gifts that are here. Thank God for each and every one of you. I'm going to tell you something. I'm going to remember this camp for a long time because I got a lot of insight from all the speakers. Amen. And it just blessed me so. How many of you know that we're the Father of peace with all men and holiness without which no man can see the Lord? Is that right?
Sure.
We're to be peacemakers. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Colossians chapter 1, verse 16 and 18. You read it earlier, but I just want to acknowledge Jesus Christ. He has the preeminence. Is that right? Anything that's said today, He is first. Okay? He's before all things. He consists of all things. He's the first begotten of the dead. Is that right?
That's
right. If I can bring any human humor to you before you talk about any demon, put Jesus Christ first. Is that right?
Amen.
All right. Praise the Lord. That's such a blessing. Before I give you my subject, I want to just share some scriptures with you. Turn with me to St. Mark chapter 1, verse 39. St. Mark chapter 1, verse 39. In Spanish, that's por favor. Please. Por favor. Okay? All right. St. Mark chapter 1, verse 39. The Bible says, so he went throughout the whole of Galilee, preaching, the Greek word for preaching, kerygma, preaching in their synagogues and driving out demons. Notice what it says, that Jesus went out through the whole of Galilee, preaching in their synagogues, and doing what? Driving out demons in the Amplified Bible. What I love about Jesus, when he went into the synagogue, he was very confrontational when it came to the powers of darkness. He was a confrontational Jesus in the area of the powers of darkness. And guess what? He drove them out. In the book of Hebrews, chapter 3, verse 1, don't turn there, just write this down. It says, if you consider the apostle and high priest of our profession, Jesus Christ. That's Hebrews, chapter 3, verse 1. Many of you know that Jesus operated in all fivefold ministry gifts, but Hebrews 3 and 1 says that he was an apostle. The Greek word for apostle, if I'm correct in my heart, is apostolos. Is that right? Which means miracle worker, missionary. It also means sent one. Casting out devils or casting out demons is an apostolic function. We can also say it's an apostolic prophetic function. Is that right? It's a function of Jesus because Jesus was an apostle, and apostles are to do what? Cast out devils. All right? Turn with me to Mark chapter 16, verse 17. The book of Mark, chapter 16, let's look at verse 17, por favor, okay? And these attesting signs will accompany those who believe. In my name they shall drive out what? Demons. And they will speak into what? Languages. Now, many times when my wife and I are traveling, I hear things like, oh, you have a special anointing for deliverance. And I look at them and go, God is no respecter of person. Casting out demons is every believer's job. Hello, saints. Casting out demons is what? Every believer's job. Now, I will admit, certain fivefold ministers, the apostle, prophet, pastor, teacher, and evangelist, certain ministry gifts operate in more higher levels and dimensions of authority and power than others. Okay? But it's every believer's job to do what? To cast out devils. So there's no special anointing, you know, when we go places sometimes. And I let them know that God does not love me no more than He loves you. Amen. If He can use me, He can use you. Is that correct?
Right.
All right. Turn with me to St. Mark chapter 9. Let's look at verse 38 and 39. That's St. Mark chapter 9, verses 38 and what? 39. In verse 38, the Bible says, John said to him, Teacher. So we see that the other grace gifting of Jesus in the fivefold ministry was not only was he an apostle, but he was a teacher. Is that right? He moved in teaching grace, the teaching anointing. All right? The ministry of a teacher. John said to him, Teacher, we saw a man who did not follow along with us, driving out demons in your name. And we forbade him to do it because he is not one of your band or your disciples. Now look at the next verse, verse 39. But Jesus said, do not restrain or hinder or forbid him. Look what it says. For no one who does a mighty work in my name will soon after be able to do what? Speak evil of me. Now, I want you to know that with all the criticism of the ministry of deliverance or casting out demons, casting out devils falls under miracles. It falls upon the miracle ministry. If you look at that verse right there, Jesus said, no man can do a miracle. Miracle. A miracle. Is that right?
Yeah.
He says that, verse 39. So casting out devils falls upon the miracle ministry. I think it's 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 10, that talks about, it talks about miracles. One of the demonstrations of the Holy Spirit in the area of grace giftings, it falls upon the what? Miracles. So when you see true deliverance taking place, I'm not talking about fake or counterfeit deliverance. When you see true deliverance take place, it falls upon a miracle ministry. Okay? All right, let's look at St. Matthew. And I'm getting ready to go to my subject because I'm going to switch it another direction. But I just wanted to share these verses with you. Look at Matthew chapter 28. Poor for more. Matthew chapter 28. Let's look at verses 19 and 20. St. Matthew chapter 28, verse 19 and 20. And when you look at Matthew chapter 28, you see an apostolic prophetic commission. Okay? All right, look at verse 19. Go then and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the what?
Holy Spirit.
Is that right? Look at verse 20. Teaching them. Watch that word closely. Teaching them to observe and do. Some translation says, teaching them to observe and do. But the Amplified says, teaching them to observe everything that I've commanded you. And behold, I am with you all the days, perpetually, uniformly, and on every occasion, to the very close and consummation of the age. So, casting out devils, as told by Jesus, is to be taught. Is that right? Here we see with the disciples. He gave the disciples an apostolic commission. Teach them to observe and do it. Everything that you saw me do, from casting out devils to healing the sick to prophesying, I want you to do it. Teach them to observe and do. Okay? All right. I believe that God is restoring, there's a restorational move of the ministry of casting out evil spirits being restored to the church. God is raising up deliverance teams to minister to the people. How many of you know for years that we have been up under the one-man pastoral system? But God is restoring the fivefold ministry. Yes, we need pastors. They are good pastors. They are godly pastors. I'm in no way attacking a pastor. It's not what I'm doing. Yeah. What I'm saying is every believer's gifts and calling are going to be identified.
Amen.
That's what I'm going to say. And Ephesians 4:11 says that those fivefold ministry gifts are given for what? The equipping of the saints. For the what? For the work of the ministry.
That's right.
Is that right?
Yes, sir.
Let me use myself. No longer will I be allowed to be a one-man show, a one-man Superman, a one-man celebrity. Is that right? Because the Lord is changing that. He's restoring the church for a what? Glorious church. Without what? Spot or without wrinkle. Amen? Now, if you were blessed by those scriptures, not me, but give Jesus Christ a praise.
Thank you.
This is the month of October 2017. And as I was praying, I asked the Lord, show me, let me look into this month. What's there for this month? What revelatory insight can the Spirit of the Lord give me for this month? Well, from September the 21st through October 20th of 2017, in the Hebraic calendar, or the Hebrew calendar, it's called the month of Tishrei, or Tishrei. The month of Tishrei, or Tishrei. And by the way, our subject will be October 2017. That's all we need. Yeah. Amen? All right, October 2017. So, on the Hebraic calendar, which is the Jewish calendar, on the Hebraic calendar, this is the seventh month. But on the Gregorian calendar, which is a pagan calendar, that we are under, is October the 10th month. Is that correct? The Lord blessed me to do a teaching a while back on the Gregorian calendar that was given to us by Pope Gregory the 13th. And we found out that the 12-month Gregorian calendar that we're under is full of gods, plural S, and goddesses, and emperors, Augustus Caesar, and Julius, is that right? And numbers. And I believe that God is restoring to the body of Christ the Hebraic calendar. Yeah. But in the month of Tishrei that we're in, there are three feasts in this month on the Hebraic calendar. The blowing of the shofar, or the trumpets. Another feast is the Feast of Tabernacles. And many of you out there study the feast, but please study the Feast of Tabernacles. You'll find that Jesus observed the Feast of the Tabernacles. You'll find that Jesus observed the Feast of Passover. That's in the New Testament. Amen? And also the Day of Atonement. Okay, in the month of Tishrei, it's a time cycle where this way. Well, you watch out for and purge yourself from any bitterness. So this is a time cycle on the Hebrew calendar where you ask the Lord to reveal to you any hidden bitterness in your heart towards anybody living or dead, towards a family member, towards an ex-spouse. You know, I'm running into a lot of people who are so bitter against their own sons and daughters. Wow. I've had a man tell me a few weeks ago, I hate my child. I hate my boy. You know, and nasty things like, I wish I wouldn't have birthed him. And I wanted to say something to him, but I backed off. You know, first of all, anyway, let me move on. And so it's a time cycle where you watch out for and you purge yourself in bitterness. Whether the government, hello, a lot of people are angry with the U.S. government right now. Whether the church, a lot of people still have church hurt from their former pastors. Now, since that's strong right here in the house tonight, there's still some church hurt by apostle, hurt by pastor, hurt by prophet, hurt by teacher, hurt by evangelist, hurt by bishop, hurt by what? An elder. So there's a lot of people that got church hurt. Is that right? Well, let's find out right now before we continue to move. All right, I'm buying any church hurt in this house, and I command those spirits that are attached to you to come out now in Jesus' name. Come on. Come on. Hurt by apostle. Hurt by pastor. Come on. Out of there. Out of there. Out. Out. Out in the name of Jesus. Come on. Come on. Breathe those things out of there. Come on. Come on. Come on. All the church hurt. Hurt by the teacher. Hurt by the evangelist. You're hurt by the pastor. I thought the pastor was my friend. Come on out of there. Move in Jesus Christ's name. All right, that's good. Let's keep moving. Turn with me to Hebrews chapter 12. Let's look at verse 15. Hebrews chapter 12. Let's look at verse 15. All right. Hebrews chapter 12. Let's look at verse 15. Okay. I'm going to give you time to get there. I'm not going to move as fast as I did earlier. And I want to apologize and ask you to forgive me because I was just all over the place moving so fast. Okay. I want to slow down and take a deep breath. All right. Hebrews chapter 12, verse 15. Exercise foresight and be on the watch to look after one another, to see that no one falls back from and fails to secure God's grace, his unmerited favor and spiritual blessing, in order that no root of resentment, but what it says in the Amplified, rancor, bitterness, or hatred shoots forth and causes trouble and bitter torment, and many become contaminated and become what? Defiled. And many of you already know as believers that bitterness can contaminate the soul. Bitterness can cause the soul to be defiled. What I've learned and what I've been taught in the years gone by, that if you have bitterness, then you're opening a portal for cancer and arthritis. You know, I've had someone who's very mature in the ministry of deliverance. They told me bitterness opened the door. Not only does unforgiveness open the door, or resentment, or rancor, but bitterness can also cause cancer and cause arthritis. And it makes you wonder sometimes, even with family members, as you watch them be bitter over the years, then all of a sudden you hear cancer knocking at their door. Okay? So this is a time that you ask the Lord to reveal to you on the Hebrew calendar, is there any hidden bitterness for anybody living or dead, or even for the President Donald Trump? Is that all right? I've been hearing so many crazy things lately about him. Even church, family, or friends. Okay, the month of Tishrei, some say Tishrei or Tishra, is also called the month of return on the Hebrew calendar. So, this is the month that the devil wants to dissipate. You ask me, he wants to dissipate all the time. In other words, he wants to destroy things that belong to you. Things that are dear to your heart, he wants to cause to vanish, to evaporate, to dissolve, to disappear, or he wants things in your life that you're happy with to melt away from you. And this is also the month on the Hebrew calendar that you guard your heart. So many of you may, I'm guilty, and I've asked the Lord to forgive me. You may be guilty of gossip, backbiting, slander. Is that right? But this is the time that the month that you make things right. God, if I've said anything against anyone, if I've offended anyone, please forgive me. So this is the month that I want to make things right with you. Okay? Turn to the book of Revelation chapter 2. Let's look at verse 4 and 5. The book of Revelation chapter 2. Let's look at verses 4 and 5. The Bible says in verse 4, but I have one charge to make against you. This is Jesus talking to the church, that you have left and abandoned the love that you had at first. You have deserted me, your first love. Verse 5, remember then from what heights you have fallen. Repent, change the inner man to meet God's will and do the works you did previously, when first you knew the Lord, or else I will visit you and remove your lampstand from its place unless you change your mind and do what? Repent. This is the month, Tishrei, where God wants you to return to your first love. Many times, believers, we have other loves. Hello, saints of God. But this is the month that you ask the Holy Spirit to help me return to my first love. And our first love is Jesus. A man one time, he had a Mercedes-Benz. Is that right? And he would watch that Mercedes-Benz all day, every day. And he would manifest and get angry with you if you told him, brother, you turned that into an idol. You know, that's your first love. Jesus is not your first love. You know, and he would get upset with you. And he'd tell you, you tend your own business, you know. But that's okay. That's okay. You know, he heard the word, you know, and I pray that the Holy Spirit will moisturize that word to him. Is that right? All right. And the month of Kishra, this is also the month, is called the touch of God. In other words, this is the month that God wants to touch you. This is the month that God wants you to live in His presence. How many of you want more of God's presence?
Amen.
Is that right?
Yes, sir.
Well, this is the time cycle that you ask, Father, I want more of your presence. Lord, I want you to touch me. Is that right? I love what Moses said about God. Let me not go up without your presence. And I'm to the point in my life, and I know many of you are too, I don't want to go forward, I don't want to go backward, to the left or the right, without the presence of God manifesting in my life.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. How many of you with me here?
Oh, yeah.
Give Jesus Christ another praise. Amen. Amen. Turn to the book of St. Luke, chapter 24. St. Luke, chapter 24. Let's look at verse 32. St. Luke chapter 24. Let's look at verse 32. In verse 32, the Bible says, and they said to one another, the disciples, were not our hearts greatly moved and burning within us? Were not our hearts greatly moved and what? Burning within us while he was talking with us on the road as he opened and explains to us the sense of Scripture. How many of you know when the Spirit of Jesus comes around, you can feel His burning presence?
Mm-hmm.
How many of you understand what I'm saying? Is that right? When the Spirit of Christ comes in, you can feel His presence. I like what a man of God said one time. He said something that made a lot of sense. The man of God said that he was ministering deliverance and casting out a demon, and the man was screaming and hollering. And there was a pastor there. And the pastor said, well, we don't do all that in our church. We don't need all that screaming and all that hollering like that. And so the man of God looked at the pastor and said, well, you scream and holler too if the Spirit of Jesus Christ came into church. He said, if it's not a distraction spirit, then evidently that demon has encountered the Spirit of Jesus in that service. Now that makes a lot of sense, doesn't it? But this is the time period that we want the presence of God to do what? To begin to do what? To touch our life. October for the month of Kishwa. Now, as I continued to look at October, I found something else that really touched my heart, and I think it's relevant for the day. But in dictionary.com, the word October, the 10th month on the Gregorian calendar, it has a root word with it. And that root word is octothorpe and octopus. Okay? It has a root word. It has what? Octothorpe. And it has what? Octopus. All right? I found out that, and I already know, many of you know, but I think the octopus has 8 tentacles and the squid has 10 tentacles. How many of you with me here? And being in deliverance ministry, especially at the time I spent a whole week with Pastor Wynn Worley's church, they were talking about when you look into the spirit realm through a word of knowledge, the spirit of mind control, the mind control spirit, it sits on the spirit realm on top of a person's head like an octopus. Okay? Now, the natural man would not receive the things of God. Because he's not what? Spiritually discerned. Is that right? So I'm asking you to come out of the natural and begin to see within the realm of the spirit. Is that right? Because Wynn Worley was a pioneer of deliverance. I think he had 40 years of casting out evil spirits. And he talked about the spirit of mind control that will be prevalent in this end times. And let me share this with you before I continue on. What we're seeing in our society today, I'm going to talk in just one area of mind control and tell you what's happening to the populace. The mind control media that we look on television is programming people's minds.
Amen.
Yeah. Yeah. Right.
Mm-hmm. There is a spirit of hypnosis or pulse hypnotic suggestion that's coming through the television. I tell my sons, I say, the reason you're acting like you do, evidently you're under mind control. You've been program. Dad, you from the old school. I say, what are you looking at? Television programming. What does programming mean? You're programmed.
Come on, right.
Okay? And I say, that's the result of much of the violence and killings and murders that you're seeing in the streets, because many have been not targeted, but they're under programming with mind control because of what they're watching. We're in a time where there's step mind control, camouflage mind control. We're in a time when the minds of many even believers without Jesus Christ would be affected. I want you to hear me out now. But before we get further into that, let's look at some other areas. Now, octopus is what? A marine spirit. Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
He's a marine spirit. I want you to turn to the book of Revelation, chapter 12. The book of Revelation, chapter 12. And let's look at verse 12. The book of Revelation, chapter 12, verse 12. It says that, therefore be glad, O heavens, and you that dwell in them. But woe to you, O earth and sea, for the devil has come now with fierce anger and fury, because he knows that his time is what? His time is what? His time is short. Now, I want you to pay close attention to that scripture, because it tells you that the devil's activities don't necessarily extend to the earth, but they extend to the what? To the waters. Is that right? Because the Bible says, woe to the inhabitants of the earth and sea. Earth and what? Waters. Is that right? And I want you to know that whether you believe me or not, because I was born and raised in Jacksonville, and I used to hear stories about underwater cities. Underwater kingdoms. Underwater kingdoms. And I used to hear stories even about the Bermuda Triangle in that region. And especially start hearing stories when we start going to minister in Jamaica and even in the Caribbean regions, where we would hear about maybe 7 or 8 people would tell you that they're having sex with their deceased husband or their deceased wife that's been dead for 5 years. And you got demons in Jamaica around St. Elizabeth, and my wife and I were amazed that's impersonating human beings, same voice pattern, same mannerism, same hair color, same skin complexion. But if you tell the average believer that, they think you have flew over the cuckoo's nest.
Yeah, right.
Because the natural man will not receive the things of the Spirit of God, neither can he know them, because he or she is not what? Spiritually discerned. We're in a time when the Spirit of God is releasing revelation. God is releasing prophetic revelation. And it's time that we receive that deposit in the name of Jesus. I know a man right now that I ministered to in Freeport, Bahamas. His name is Pastor Vic. And Pastor Vic would always talk about, when he was a young boy, of a giant octopus and called Lusca. L-U-C-A-S. And after I listened to him, he talked about many people were missing while fishing, missing while swimming, or missing while even walking the beach at night. And even though I took the pastor's word, I had to look for myself. I found a New York Post article in 2016 that said that a hunting expedition was searching for Lusca, that a Caribbean legend that would snatch people from the watery surface of the Blue Hole that surrounded the Bahamas. Is that right? Now, I do believe this, that Jesus even told us that there will be strange occurrences. There will be strange what? Happenings. And when he told me about this giant octopus, I mean, it just really caught my attention. How many of you know that, amen, how many of you know that we are in the end times, and it seems like what's hidden is now coming to the surface? Is that right? We're hearing and seeing a lot of things that are doing what? Coming to the surface. And you know, I make no apology of the ministry of deliverance, because I know in my heart what we witness and what I've seen. Fort Lauderdale, Guest Quarters Hotel, which is no more, a black woman named Dolores, she was shacking with a Haitian man. She came to one of our meetings. She started manifesting, stabbing herself in the mouth with a paperclip, tore pages out of the Bible. And I told the team to take her to the restroom. And the next thing I know, they came back screaming. And this woman had went 3D. She had hair manifestation like 3D dimensional. She had hooves like a goat. She had the hair. She transformed as a goat. Now, two of the women fainted. One of the other men that was standing with me, I thought he was Elvis Presley, because a whole lot of shaking was going on. You know,
And he was shaking. And now this happened in 92, and I'm standing there after all that I've seen in the world, and I'm saying, why did God let this happen? Why did God let me see? But listen, the battle was on. When I moved toward that woman, that thing swung around and hit me, and I grabbed and pinned it to the floor and went to the ear gate and started ministering. You know, I have a witness. We have 7 people, and I'm talking to a couple of them right today by telephone. We're still talking about that incident. Why did God let us see that demonic manifestation of a goat? Because God was giving me a glimpse of what's ahead of us in the future. Baphomet, the goat god of Freemasonry, as Brother Randy was talking about. Walt Disney is all the goat god that our children are looking at. So God was just showing me what's out there. And I believe by faith that we haven't seen what we're about to see, but through the power of Jesus Christ, we're going to overcome and we're going to be victorious of the enemy.
Amen.
Come on, give them to Jesus and another hand.
Amen.
The question is, in the month of October, we're dealing with the octopus, we're dealing with mind control. Can demons impersonate human beings? Can they impersonate aliens?
Yeah.
Hello, saints of God. Some little green man flying at super science speed.
Yeah.
Warp drive.
Yeah.
Huh? Can they impersonate dead people or dead saints? Or can they impersonate friends or relatives? The answer is yes. And can they impersonate marine creatures or sea creatures?
Yeah.
The answer is yes. I respect Wayne Worley with 40 years of deliverance ministry. He's one of the pioneers. He has a legacy here in this ministry. And I know that he would tell the truth in others. And I believe that demons can impersonate a marine life. And I believe that a mind control spirit, and many are documented, it looks like an octopus on top of a person's head when you look into the realm of the spirit. And I believe that, saints, and I believe it with all my heart. We're in a time when we're going to have to stand on 1 John 4:1. Beloved, believe not every spirit, but try those spirits, whether they are what?
God.
What's that Greek word there? Try, dokimazo, it means test, examine, it means to discern, or it means to prove, or to align with the word of God. I believe 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 15, he that is spiritual judgeth all things. That's not a flesh judgment, that's a testing judgment, and approving and examining and discerning by the word of God. And I believe the word of God. I believe 2 Corinthians 11, 13, and verse 15, that Satan can transform as an angel of light. That word transform means masquerade, as if of a metamorphosis. And I believe, saints of God, that that's what the enemy can do. It's time, listen, we've got to stop drinking Prosobi and Infomil with iron, and it's time that believers begin to start eating meat and begin to realize that it's time for us to be kings and priests, Revelation chapter 1, and be victorious and walk in victory and know who we are in Jesus Christ.
Amen.
I remember when I was in a church, and I know Galatians chapter 5 talks about the fruits of the Spirit, and I know one of the fruits of the Spirit is temperance, and I know that temperance is what? Self-control. But I also know when I was pastoring, there were certain people, they would always, Pastor, I want you to pray for me. Pray for yourself. Learn to pray for yourself. Now, to the average mind, that was arrogant, that was stupid of you, you wasn't manifesting the fruits of the Spirit. But I had gotten to the point where I was beginning to tell those believers, it's time that you, take off that depend, take off that diaper, and put on some underwear. Hello, saints.
Yeah.
And it's time even every believer is here. Listen, the church is not normal as usual. We're going to different levels in the realm of the Spirit, different dimensions right now. God is pouring out revelation. Listen, the war is intensifying. Isaiah chapter 60, verse 1 and 2, arise, shine, for thy light has come. The glory of the Lord is risen upon thee. And, indeed, that's a conjunction, if I'm correct in English, and gross darkness shall cover the earth. It's not going to get better. It's going to get darker.
Amen.
But God wants you in power. He wants you to equip for the warhead. Give Jesus a praise. I just feel his presence. Yes. What is the agenda of the devil? St. John 10 and 10. To steal, to kill, and destroy. He has a satanic hatred for you, saints of God. Every believer here, he has a satanic hatred. My wife and I had a woman on the phone about 5 days ago. She was a woman up in Georgia. She was a young black girl. We started ministering to her on the phone. The next thing I know, that thing was manifesting on the phone and told me, I hate you. Just like that. I said, well, no good. Good. He's coming up. Coming up, buddy. You know, just like that. And then we said, ma'am, are you okay? I'm fine. And she said, I'm fine. I said, well, I'm calling back the true personality of this woman. And she said, I'm fine. I'm fine. I said, okay, is anybody there in the house with you? Yes, yes, yes. Okay. So that thing has such a seasoned hatred. And I believe that when you're preaching and when in trolls and you're a threat to the satanic kingdom, there's going to be a hatred for you because of the enemy. And you don't hear that preach much, saints. You don't hear that. Because everybody's now is, oh, just love your dog, love your cat. Oh, just love your cat. Love your frog, love your lizard. Oh, we want to prosper. Oh, we want a Mercedes Benz. Oh, God, and get Bubba to $100. You get a BMW. Hello, saints of God. We want to play games. I'm up in Atlanta. I go places. This is not an attack against Atlanta. I see things. I see false tongues. Tie my bow tie. Tie my bow tie. Tie my bow tie. Tie my bow tie. Mercedes Benz. I see counterfeit tongues. I see things in the house of the Lord that's not in alignment with Scripture. You may see some things in me if you keep the training covered, but in the flesh body. But we're in a time, saints of God, that we need to put on the what? Whole armor of God. Is that right?
Yes, sir.
To put on the whole armor of God. We're at war. I begin to search out some more. I begin to find out that octopus lives in the world oceans. They are eaten in most parts of the world. You know, maybe, what is that? Calamari?
Yeah.
I don't like calamari. You can have your calamari. You want to eat octopus? You're the Marcus for a while. You eat your octopus. Is that right? The beautiful thing about the octopus in Abbey Road, I didn't know that many of the octopus, once they mate and have sex, then they go waste away and die. They can reach up to 15 or more feet. And it's been documented that they can get larger than that. They have 8 arms and they have numerous suckers on the bottom of the arms. Many of you already know that. And the eye of the octopus, I found out, which is similar to the eye of a human being. Isn't that something? They have a complex nervous system. They are very intelligent. They have excellent sight. And they are known to figure things out by themselves. Is that the reason why the enemy wants to impersonate a marine animal? Okay? All right. How do they attack? Some of them are equipped with poisonous venom that helps them paralyze, weaken, and kill their opponents. Now, not all octopus are poisonous. There is a blue ring octopus that it can kill a human being by poisonous asphyxiation. Okay? All right. By paralyzing and killing its prey with poison, octopus has a much easier time turning an enemy into a meal. Now, if I continue to move on with mind control and with the octopus, I want you to turn with me to Zechariah chapter 9, chapter 9. The book of Zechariah, chapter 9. How many of you are being blessed so far?
Amen.
Wisdom is the principal thing, but in all that getting, get what? Say it again, brother.
Understanding.
Wisdom is the principal thing, but in all thy getting, get with understanding. Look at Zechariah chapter 9. Let's look at verse 3 and 4. In verse 3, it says, and Tyre has built herself a stronghold on an island and a half mile from the shore, which seems impregnable, and heaped up silver like dust and fine gold, like a mile on the streets. Behold, the Lord will cast her out and dispossess her. He will smite her power in the sea. Power in the sea. Power in the sea. And into it, and Tyre shall be devoured by fire. Now, whether you want to believe it or not, We saw in Revelation chapter 12, woe to the inhabitants of the earth and sea, which means that Satan's activities not only extend to the earth, but they extend to the waters. So there are satanic kingdoms, there are rulers and powers in the sea, because there are satanic activity where? In the waters. Turn with me to Ezekiel chapter 26. Let's look at verse 16. Ezekiel chapter 26, verse 16. Ezekiel 26, verse what? 16. And look what it says. Then all the prince of the sea, we're talking prince and rulers and thrones, then all the prince of the sea shall come down from their thrones. All the rulers in the sea shall come down from their thrones. There it is. All the princes in the sea shall come down from their thrones and lay aside their robes and strip off their embroidered garments. They shall clothe themselves with trembling. They shall sit upon the ground and shall tremble every moment and be astonished and be appalled. So we see that there are princes and rulers and thrones, and there is much satanic activity where? Under the waters. Look at Ezekiel chapter 26. Let's look at verse 18. Now the isles and the coastlands tremble in the day of your fall. The islands that are in the sea are troubled and dismayed at your departure. Now, look at verse 20. Then I will thrust you down with those who ascend to the pit, the place of the dead, to be people of olden times. Then it says, and I will make you towns to dwell in the lower world, like the place of them of desolate mold, and those who go down to the pit, that you be not inhabited or shed for your glory and renown in the land of the living. I will make your terror, bring you into a dreadful end. You shall be no more. Though you be sought, yet you shall never be found again. So there are cities on the water, and it talks about God judging certain cities and dethroning certain cities, and they go on under the waters. Now, let me bless you again. I just wanted to share with you that there are satanic kingdoms, there are satanic rulers, there are satanic powers and thrones that exist under the waters, okay? You know, don't. Some people say, well, I don't believe in Atlantis. I don't believe in the Bermuda Triangle. Well, you can believe what you want to believe. Because if you would take a look at some things, there are many divers who are taking pictures of underwater cities and underwater kingdoms. Turn with me to Mark chapter 5, okay, and I'm coming in place with something here. Look at St. Mark chapter 5, all right? Let's look at verse 12 and 13. Mark chapter 5, verse 12 and 13. In Mark chapter 5, verse 12 and 13, and the demons begged him, saying, send us to the hog that we may go into them. Now, isn't it amazing that Jesus had told them to come out? But they began to beg Jesus. See right there in verse 12? They begged him. Send us into the hogs. Now look at verse 13. He gave them permission, and the unclean spirits came out of the man, and they entered into the hogs, and the herd numbering about 2,000 was headlong down to the steep slope into the sea, and were what? Drowned in the sea. How many of you see that right there?
Mm-hmm.
In other words, those spirits that were cast out of man, they requested to go back from where they came. And where did they come from? They came from the waters. If you notice, they begged Jesus, let us go into the hogs. Okay? When they went into the hogs, they caused the hogs to commit suicide, and they went back to their what? Boat. Is that right?
Yes.
They went back to their watery place of habitation, or they wanted to go back to what? To their place of dwelling. I've seen in the West Indies, I've talked to people along the beach, and they talk about the problems that they have near the waters. A lot of drug activity, a lot of rapes, a lot of molestation among young children in the Caribbean. And many of the Caribbean, they even are willing to talk about certain water spirits or marine spirits that they know exist and that their mother and father had informed them about. But it would be hard to the American mind, because the American mind don't want to believe that. Hello, saints of God. How many of you know that Jesus called Satan the prince of this world?
Right.
St. John chapter 14, verse 30, he called him the prince of this world. And if you really look at it in depth, he's the prince of the air, the prince of the land, and of the sea. Many of you may have some confrontations later. You may not be doing it now, but you may have confrontation with marine spirits. I have a young girl in Jamaica. She said, I dream every other night, or sometimes week, about drowning in the water. I always see myself drowning, drowning, drunk, and we begin to pray, and we begin to break that curse of that marine attachment that was trying to drive that girl to suicide, that was trying to get that girl to go drown herself in the water. All right. Let's move further. Let's look at some present-day manifestation of the octopus or mind control. Apostle John Eckhart has a good book. It's called The Demon Hit List, and he talks about mind control. And he talks about the octopus spirit and the squid. He says that the tentacles can cause confusion. A lot of times people say, I've had people grab their head and say, my mind is a lot of confusion. I said, you ever knew about water? Yes, I was born and raised by the ocean. I was born and raised by the river. I was born and raised by the gully. It can cause confusion, mental pressure, mental pain, migraines, mental torment, and headaches. Now, just because you have a migraine, if you're in the liver, does not mean that you have a marine spirit attachment. There was a lady in Mexico. She came up in the line for prayer. She said, I'm having migraines. I said, you taking medication? No. I said, is it a generational family line? No. I said, you married? She said, yeah. I said, do you have problems submitting to your husband with submission? He don't tell me what to do. I said, well, your head speaks to me. Your head is a voice to me that you're not submitting to the headship, and now you've given the enemy a legal right to attack you in the realm of the head with migraines. And when we prayed for her, she was able to get some freedom. Pastor Wynn Worley talked about the octopus, and he talked about mind control. He talks about mind control has a very powerful family of spirits that can cause mind control. And one area is karate. Now, whether you want to believe in that, come on, man. Hello. Kung Fu, Tai Chi, Taekwondo, Tang Sudo. Hello, saints of God. Come on. Hello, saints of God. Karate can be Eastern mysticism. Is that right? Idolatry. It can be a form of mind control. Is that right? I've had believers tell me, oh, brother, I don't do all the meditation. I don't do all the bowing. Well, if you're acting like a snake fist or a dragon fist or a monkey fist, hello, eagle's claw technique, is that right? Hello, saints of God. Or a serpent stance, a horse stance, then guess what? You're dealing with a form of mind control. Hypnosis is another form of mind control. And I remember right here at Lake Hamilton, I'm not going to call this brother's name, but he's a deliverance minister, and the lady had been through a hypnotist, and he told her, he said, well, when you go through hypnotism, you lose some of your brain cells. That lady all off and slapped him right in the face. Pow! And she turned to me, I said, don't you hit me. I said, in the name of Jesus Christ, don't you hit me. She said, I'm not going to hit you. I don't like him. She slapped the fire. Okay, I got the fire. Okay. All right. For nothing else. Yoga is a form of mind control. Many of the movements in yoga is a form of worship to the gods. We can get people to do yoga, but we can't get them to worship and dance to the Lord. How about that, saints? You know something? So yoga can also be a form of mind control. What about traumatic shock? I know there's it's appalling to me that they're trying to, 5-year-olds, trying to give these babies traumatic shock as a form of healing. What about sexual fantasies can be a form of mind control? There's a new report out that pornography can cause insanity. Now, I don't know if it can cause insanity, but I've seen some people act strange that are addicted to pornography. Okay? All right. Well, masturbation, pressure on your head, that's driving you. What about drugs? Drugs can be a form of what? Mind control. Amphetamines, barbiturates, uppers, downers. And whether you want to agree with me or not, sleeping pills. You can't sleep, which can be a form of what? Mind control. What about alcohol? Addiction to alcohol. How many of you men listening to me? Come on. I've been around a little bit. Okay, you're looking at me like, alcohol? Yes, cognac. Man of service, cream white. Yeah. What's that done? Jack Daniel. Mm-hmm. Can old turkey, whatever it is, old turkey, whatever that is. Wild turkey. Huh? Wild turkey. A turkey running wild. Okay. Mm-hmm. Was that Budweiser, Falstaff? Now they're making the Cobra. They got a serpent on the can. You know, that's mind control. If you got a big snake, they're licking his lips at you. Is that right? So these things can be a form of mind control, which can also be a marine attachment. And then again, we see pornography. Now, there was a lady by the name of Kathy Potts, and she said that in her dreams, an octopus was trying to attach to her mind. So that gives us insight to the fact that the octopus spirit in deliverance ministry can be a form of what? Mind control. Now, when the octopus spirit grasps the mind, its tentacles reach out with suckers on the bottom, and they grasp hold, and they grasp hold of that person's mind, and they hold on in the spirit realm with such strong attachments. You know, there are many people that are under mind control. They just don't believe that they're under mind control. When you walk in, listen, I remember one time years ago, you know, 17 years ago, I took my wife to the drive-in theater, and I'm, you know, trying to get married, and I remember we were sitting at the drive-in theater, and all of a sudden, the subliminal message came on. Eat more popcorn. Eat more popcorn. Drink Coca-Cola. Bing! Mind control. I said, honey, I'm going to get some popcorn. Is that right? Honey, I'm going to bring some Cokes back. I was under mind control. Is that right? A lot of false advertisement in the grocery store can be a form of what? Mind control. All right. Mind-altering medications. How many of you know that they are putting pharmaceutical drugs on the market now that affect the mind? And I want to say to every believer, the Bible said that God will give you sweet sleep. Hello? God will give you sweet, sweet sleep. Ask me. If you pray, God, put me to sleep. Give me sweet sleep. Let me hear your voice in the night watch. Show me things present. Show me things to come. Visit me as if I sleep upon my bed. Show me about my family. Warn me about this nation. Warn me about my children. Speak to me, Father. God will do it. All right? All right. Mind control. Let's keep moving. We're getting ready to close. It didn't take me too much to really handle with this. My wife and I, we are from Jacksonville, Florida, and this is a church down. Jacksonville is on the water, the St. John's River and the Atlantic Ocean. And as a child, when I grew up, I used to hear a lot of tales, stories about that water region, okay? And a lot of reports that they were seeing in that area. But there's a ministry there right now. And some of the manifestation, Bishop Kanko, that's his name, Bishop Kanko, he's from Nigeria. And they are getting people in the prayer line manifesting like octopus and water snakes and crabs because of that war. Jacksonville is a murder city. Jacksonville is a cocaine trafficking prostitution city. I was born and raised there. I know it back the back of my hand. Jacksonville is road rage. Every week you hear somebody shut somebody down in a car. And I'm beginning to learn as I get older, there's a lot of marine spirits from the waters that are causing a lot of these violent crimes. I'm not going to be able to cover everything about that and go into that because I'm getting ready to close. I'm getting ready to end. Because I feel I've given you the month of October, which means mind control, and I've given you what's on the Hebraic calendar for Tishrei for what's happening this month. But my concern in saying all of this to you is, as a believer, if you're under mind control, it is an attack of the enemy. And there's areas that has to be broken off of you, and there are curses that need to be broken off of you. How many of you can honestly say, you don't have to tell me, being a man, that you took some type of martial arts? Okay, well, thank God for your honesty. Okay. Thank Bruce Lee. Okay, I got a lot of Bruce Lees in here. Okay, thank God for that. But thank God that you're honest. And even you didn't know at the time it was a form of mind control. Is that right? Saints of God, we are being bombarded every day on the television by mind control. A lot of you don't want to believe it. That's fake news. NBC, ABC, CBS. One minute they tell the story this way, the next minute they tell the story that way. And you don't know who to believe or you don't know what to believe. I've been there. Is that right? I'm beginning to believe, God, what do you say about this? God, speak to me what you have to say. Some of us are under so much mind control that we can't even think for ourselves. I got a lady that I'm praying for right now. She said, my pastor say. I said, sister, what the word say? My pastor. She talked to her like that. My pastor. I said, you're under mind control. Your pastor got you under mind control. Let me pray. No, you can't pray. My pastor don't let nobody lay hands on me. No, my pastor say. It's like, it's repetitious. Is that right? It's repetitious. Prostitutes, mind control, prostitution. Many of these young women are on the streets. Who's witnessing to them? Mind control. Some of you, listen, I've been in the military, I know what the Marine Corps does to you. Wake you up 5 o'clock in the morning, tell you to run 3 miles, kill, Marine Corps, kill. Mind control, you're being programmed to be a killer. And then after the war is over in Vietnam, they put you in normalized society and tell you to function again and be normal with no rehab. Am I right, brother? I'm putting the radio down. Mind control. And you need Jesus to change the DNA of that mind control. Yes. To set you free. Some of us are still under mind control because of a past hurtful relationship. You're still trying to hold on to somebody who doesn't love you. Mind control. Got that brain soul tie. You can't let it go. Mind control. Jesus wants you free.
Amen.
He wants you free.
Give
the Lord praise.
Thank you.
I remember in Mexico, some of the intercessors had discerned pulpo. And Spanish pulpo is octopus. And I'm looking at everybody, what's a pulpo? And are we buying the pulpo? We bind that spirit. We need dealing for those things, Spanish. But I thought the interpreter started giving me the revelation. I said, they're binding some type of entity in the octopus that someone discerned that was choking the church. The church couldn't grow. And this was new to me. And I'm listening. How many of you have been blessed by what you heard so far? How many of you tonight can honestly say in your hearts, well, I heard tonight it touched me in some areas. You feel that you need prayer for mind control, especially in the area of martial arts, we'll ask you to come up before my God and let us pray with you. We need prayer in those areas. Okay. Thank you for your honesty. We should come up and fall in line if you feel any prayer in that area. Your mind control. Thank God for your honesty. Anybody else? Drugs, medication, painkillers, barbiturates, and vitamins. I think you. I'm sorry, brother. I apologize. But thank God for your deliverance. Amen. Amen. Thank God for you. All right. Anybody else? Come on to the front. Thank God for your honesty. Thank you. Your pastor, right?
Sister.
Your sister pastor. Okay. Thank you, brother. Thank God for you for coming out.
I'm here to go since I took Mark Arts.
Well, what style you took?
Okay, we'll cast that.
We'll bring the telephone off you like this. All right. Okay. Is anybody else? Okay. All right. I want everybody to repeat after me. Say, Father.
Father.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
Lord Jesus.
I thank you.
For my salvation.
For my salvation.
I thank you for deliverance ministry.
I thank you for deliverance ministry.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
I ask you to forgive me.
I hold no unforgiveness.
No bitterness. No resentment for anybody living or dead. And I pray, Father, in the name of Jesus, I desire to be delivered from mind control, from the octopus in the spirit realm that may be attached to my head. All right, the first ones we want to deal with is martial arts. All right, in the name of Jesus, you participated in the martial arts. When I come against that spirit, in the name of Jesus, it's time to be free from that thing. All right, I bind right now the spirit of modest forward, but just martial arts. Whatever style of form it was, whether it was Korean, whether it was Chinese, whether Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu, whether it was even American Karate, I bind that right now and command the tentacles that are on top of your head in the spirit realm to be broken off of you now in Jesus' name. Father, I ask that the holy angels will come and help me minister in Jesus' name. All right. I want you in your heart. I want you to command it to go in your heart. You don't have to say anything tomorrow, but in your heart, I want you to command it to go now in Jesus' name. All right. All the martial arts spirits, come out now in Jesus' name. Come out now in Jesus' name. Come out of there. All the mind control. All the mind control. Come out in Jesus' name. Father, I ask that the holy angels will pull the tentacles and tear down the tentacles. Come on and tear that spirit down. Come out of there now in Jesus' name. Come on out of there now in Jesus' name. I bind the stubbornness of the spirit of the octopus where it's stubborn, and I command that stubbornness to be broken. Okay, push him on out of there. Come on. Come on out of there in Jesus' name. Come on. Out of there now in Jesus' name. Come on. Come on. Come on. Kicking, fighting, blocking, knife hand, fingers. Come on. Out of there now in Jesus' Christ's name. Come on. Out of there now. I break that spirit off of you now in Jesus Christ's name. All right, I come against right now mind control through medication, upwards, downwards, and bending barbiturates, sleeping pills, come out of the painkillers. You love the way it makes you feel. That spirit of mind control that sits on the top of the head in the spirit realm, you love the way it makes you feel. Come on, push it up right now in Jesus' name. Come on, out of there now. Come on, out of there now. Out of there now in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Come on, out of there. Out of there, come on, out of there, 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 All right, I break all addictions.
In those areas. Thank you, brother, for helping me with that.
I break all addictions off those areas in Jesus' name.
Come on. Out of it. The angel of the Lord, bring them out. Bring them out of it.
All right. That's good.
Come on, brother.
You know what it is you do. Come on. In the top of your head, we talked about it last night. I bind that mind control spirit and command the temple to be unwind and pray the angel of the Lord to assist me.
This is the end of this message. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home. Thank you.